If you grew up listening to original cast albums, this voice is unmistakable.
I had myself a true love who was something to see.
A clear, bell-like soprano that was Cunegonda in Candide and Marion the Librarian in The Music Man. Now, that singer, Barbara Cook, is 74 years old and having the time of her life in a new concert recording called Mostly Sondheim. She spoke with Jeff London in New York about her life and career.
Barbara Cook says she was born to sing.
I can't remember when I didn't sing. I always sang. I breathed and I sang, do you know?
Cook grew up in an unmusical family in Atlanta, Georgia, the daughter of a traveling salesman. At first, she sang for friends and family, but by the age of 8, she says she was getting paid to sing in local movie theaters. When she was 20, she decided to try her luck in New York City, and 3 years later, Barbara Cook made her Broadway debut as the ingenue in Flahouli. The show flopped. She got great reviews.
I stand a chance.
Cook persisted, studying voice and getting roles in other musicals. But it was a part in a Broadway operetta where Barbara Cook truly made a name for herself, says Frank Rich, columnist for the New York Times.
She came of age in the last period when Broadway minted ingenues who became stars. She came of age in exactly the same period, for instance, as Julie Andrews. In fact, they both had key breakthroughs in 1956. In My Fair Lady and Julie Andrews' case, in Barbara Cook's case, Leonard Bernstein's Candide.
The part of Cunegonda was vocally demanding, but Cook says it never occurred to her not to perform it 8 times a week.
I was counting the high notes in the score, and there were 4 E-flats over high C. There were 6 D-flats. There were 16 B-flats and 21 high Cs. I mean, that's just unbelievable. It's unheard of. But that's what was in the score for me to sing, and I did it 8 times a week.
While Candide's Broadway run was disappointing, the original cast album forever preserved Barbara Cook's vocal pyrotechnics, and her next role proved to be one of her greatest triumphs. In The Music Man, she played the spinsterish Marion the Librarian, who falls for con artist Robert Preston. Meredith Wilson wrote the book, music, and lyrics for this autobiographical show set in Iowa.
One day he came to me, he said, oh, he says, I know who you are. I know who this character is. He says, I wrote this and I didn't know it was my mother. This is my mother.
There was love all around, but I never heard it singing. No, I never heard it at all, till there was you.
The Music Man was a sensation, picking up 7 Tony Awards in 1958, including one for Barbara Cook. Her last big Broadway musical was in 1963. Cook starred as the lovelorn shop girl Amalia in She Loves Me, with lyrics by Sheldon Harnick.
She was not your average run-of-the-mill ingenue. From the beginning, she had a great style. The voice was lustrous and pure. But she would swoop into notes. She would, it was very emotional.
Will he like me when we meet? Will the shy and quiet girl he's going to see be the girl that he's imagined me to be? Will he like me?
Cook says the emotional vulnerability she displayed in her singing during those years reflected her own personal vulnerability.
I was always the scaredest person you can imagine. And yet I had this clear idea of how to present a song.
One of Barbara Cook's signature songs comes from She Loves Me. She says Ice Cream was written by Jerry Bock and Sheldon Harnick during the show's out-of-town tryout.
Jerry and Sheldon told me they were writing this new song, and they were telling me all the things it was going to accomplish. And, you know, I thought, come on, you're not going to be able to do that. But they did. They did it in spades.
Last night, I was so nasty. Well, he deserved it.
In the years after She Loves Me, Cook entered a period she refers to now as her middlescence. She got divorced, and the once petite actress gained weight, limiting the roles she would be offered. For 5 years, her singing voice wasn't heard on a New York stage. She hooked up with music director Wally Harper, and they set about creating a cabaret act. The two have been close friends and collaborators for 28 years. Barbara Cook still sings Ice Cream with its high B natural in her shows today. In 1975, Cook gave a triumphant performance at Carnegie Hall and embarked on an entirely new career as a concert and cabaret artist. At age 57, she was invited to sing the role of Sally in the New York Philharmonic concert of Stephen Sondheim's Follies. It marked the first time she worked with a Pulitzer Prize-winning songwriter.
Doing that show was a really big moment for me. It really moved my career ahead.
The sun comes up, I think about you. The coffee cup, I think about you. I want you so, it's like I'm losing my mind.
Frank Rich of the New York Times sees the pairing of Barbara Cook's singing and Stephen Sondheim's songwriting as a natural fit.
Sondheim's songs are so much about growing up, about maturity, about the ruefulness of life, about taking stock, about ambivalent and bittersweet emotions. And here's this woman who's a fantastic talent, who's lived, you know, a life that's been both joyous and, I suspect, difficult. And so she can tap into all the meaning of his songs, not just the musicality, which, of course, she does brilliantly.
Isn't it rich? Isn't it rare? Me here at last on the ground, you. Send in the clowns.
In Cook's newest show, Mostly Sondheim, she performs not only his material, but songs by Harold Arlen, Irving Berlin, and others, which Cook chose from a list of songs Sondheim wishes he had written.
I think it's fascinating for people, certainly it's fascinating to me, to see which are these songs that Stephen wishes he had written, you know? Hard-hearted Hannah, Stephen Sondheim.
Hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, the meanest gal in town.
Critics in New York and Washington have raved not only about Cook's new show, but how rich her voice remains at age 74. Barbara Cook says she's enjoying the accolades, but she's also looking at the road ahead.
I think my approach to a song has gotten deeper and deeper and deeper. I think I sing a song better now than I did 5 years ago, and I think I'll sing a song better 5 years from now than I do now, because I'm really a work in progress, there's no question. This ain't the finished product here.
Anyone can whistle, that's what they say, easy.
Barbara Cook's show, Mostly Sondheim, will be playing at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. this week, and on Sundays and Mondays at the Lincoln Center Theater in New York until the end of August. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London.
It's all so simple. Relax, let go, let fly.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
Why can't I?